Hi, I'm Logan Rice.
And I'm Andrew Hargett.
And you've joined us on To the Choir Master, a podcast examining our heart posture and musical worship. All right, so you're probably wondering at least two things. One, why was there not a song this week? Two, why are you releasing this episode not on a Tuesday or Thursday? And three, what does season one recap mean for the title? And Andrew, in all reality, we said, hey, let's pick a random time, call in season one, take a little break, and come back with season two. So we are taking a quick break from releasing podcasts over the week, ending season one, and coming back with a revamp season two.
Right, yep. And what better time to close a season than after 32 episodes in 5 months? Because I can't think of a more appropriate time to make that change.
So. Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason we didn't say, hey, 32 episodes and we're out. We didn't say 5 months and we're out. It was just, I think this is a good time.
Right.
So yeah. So what does season two look like? But before we jump into kind of a season one recap, season two is coming up. We have plans for kind of revamping our look and feel. You may see some different artwork on the title episodes of the podcast. But there's kind of some behind the scenes stuff that we've been working on for a while with your brother that we're trying to launch soon. Andrew, what's that going
to
be about?
Yeah. So the big plan is to take this time, be able to focus, get caught up, get everything rolling, and then come out with both our podcast and a website. And so that's been one of the things that's been in the works for really since the beginning, because we've been really wanting this to be something that looks polished and looks ready to go and makes it easy to find and easy to look for resources.
Right.
And so we want to roll that website out and basically make it where it's easier for more people to find us and easier to share things, easier to go back and find notes, and hopefully we can start putting in written articles and things like that, more and more resources that would be helpful to somebody.
Yeah, this website will not be a hosting site for our episodes and that's it. It'll be a place to go back and listen, but our vision and our dream here for this website really is to be a place where there's articles and resources and devotions on songs and a place where you can sign up for future events that are put on. I mean, we have lots of plans that we're wanting to go with it. So we're kind of really excited to launch that. And we want to be clear that this is not a shutting down of To the Choir Master after only a few episodes.
Right.
Our plan is to come back with more energy and more excitement and more resources and information.
Right. And so the plan is this will give us a brief break and a time to really dig our heels in even further. And then the plan right now is November 3rd, 2020. So that's just in a few weeks, really. November 3rd, we will launch right back into it with a Tuesday episode on a song. And from there, we'll keep up with our schedule of every Tuesday, every other Thursday. And hopefully at the end, you'll also hear tags for a website URL as well that will say, hey, also go check out more resources at this website.
Yeah. And during that time, we will be recording episodes. So in that break, and we want to hear from you guys on song suggestions. Really, the songs that we've looked at, or even the topics that we looked at, have stemmed from what we wanted to do, the songs that we liked and felt passionate about. And so kind of in that break, please reach out to us via social media or email, or if you just see us at church, let us know what songs you'd like for us to take a look at, and we will happily do that. And that'll be something that'll be really cool that we kind of do in that break. So lots of exciting opportunities coming up, but let's take a look back at season one. Andrew, we started this back in April. It was a small idea of just, what if we did this? We joined in with about every millennial in the entire world and created a podcast during the COVID-19 season.
Right.
So what have we learned from all this? What are some things that we've experienced and come to understand better, or come to realize that we don't understand anything about? What are some things we've learned from our first season of the To the Choir Master podcast?
Right. So it turns out starting a podcast is really easy, but we've actually seen, I know, just like watching the market and watching what, you know, what's going on and things like that with other podcasts to see, you know, are we creating something that's adding value? Are we doing something that's different? And, you know, we've seen a number of podcasts come and go in this time period. So it's definitely something that's easy to start, hard to sustain, because it is a lot of work, especially when you and I don't make any money off of this.
Right.
So, it, you know, that's been a big learning experience. But You know, I think for me, this was such an interesting time to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been in the middle of a pandemic, literally from start now to end of season one, where, you know, it seems like it touches every episode.
Right.
Our own church shut down for a period of time, and then, you know, we're just doing live stream and then came back. And so the face of worship has been shifting and changing throughout all of this. But this podcast, one of the things that's been really helpful for me is it's really helped me to intentionally focus on what worship is.
Yeah.
And I think the church as a whole has been having to do that. And this podcast has been an avenue for that, to where we can really think about, you know, why are we worshiping the way that we do? And what songs are the songs that we sing, and do they matter? Do the lyrics matter? And it's all those different things like that that the church was already asking. This podcast became a great avenue for me to really think about it in a much deeper and more intentional way.
Right. Worship music and musical worship has been something that has very much been ingrained in my life for the longest time. And the question that you just asked, why does this even matter? That's mm-hmm. something that's very much on my mind. And what this podcast has done is shown me, hey, this is why it matters, and this is how mm-hmm. we approach the throne room, and this is how we sing these songs. And I even get made fun of in my life group, and people would just be like, "Oh yeah, the heart posture behind this yeah. is," and just yeah. and it's, but I mean, but in all reality, God has shown me so much of how we do come before Him with a proper heart posture, because every song that we've looked at, we can sing 100% right. We could sing the notes mm-hmm. right. We can get all the words right, and we can come and sing that song completely wrong.
Right.
And so, as we've looked at songs that some I've loved, and it's just reiterated my love for them, some I've been like, eh, and then I fall in love with them because you see how God is in those lyrics and right. how they've been used to glorify Him and show, and they've shown me who God is in a completely new way. That's truly been a whole lot of fun, and it's grown me spiritually as right. well. And as we lead songs on Sunday morning, it's completely put what we're doing on stage in a whole new light.
Right. Yeah. For me, that idea of taking these songs and filtering them through Scripture has been really helpful. And that's part of where those songs have right. become, oh, I love this now. It's because I've taken it and I've said, how can I use these words, because they're just words, how can I use these to be proclaiming the truth that I know from Scripture? Right. And that's totally changed for me. I mean, like, it's wild to think that 5 months ago, really, I realized kind of I had a lot of shortfalls when it came to my own worship experience, where I was just singing words. Yeah. If it was on the screen, if it was on the page, I sang it. You know, yeah. it was like the teleprompter basically for me. And this podcast has really forced me to look in at the words and say, you know, how am I specifically worshiping God today and through this song? Like, what attributes and truths and promises and struggles and whatever else am I actually singing to God as a prayer and as a worship and as a decree? And so those, all of those things to me, this ultimately just discussing through this has really changed the way I look at worship songs. And yeah. so it's one of those things where one of my encouragements would be to people, you know, obviously, you know, listening to this podcast, I hope would be helpful, but doing this with every song that you sing on a Sunday morning, I think would Absolutely. Also be helpful for worship leaders and even congregation members. I know our church posts out the set list for the week, and like, that's a great opportunity to look at what your church is singing that week. And instead of just saying, oh, cool, like, to be listening to those songs ahead of time mm-hmm. and be thinking about, well, what am I about to be saying, so that whenever I say it in a corporate time of worship, it can be truly in worship.
Absolutely. Yeah, if anything, you and I have learned a lot about this. You and I are super passionate about it. So even if we are the only listeners of season two,
yep.
we're going to keep doing it, because, I mean, God has seriously shown you and I so much through this, and I just can't wait to continue that in a new light. So with that said, what has been, if it's even possible to narrow it down, I know there's 32 of them, what has been your favorite episode, what's been your favorite song or songs that we've looked at?
Right, yeah, so It is definitely hard to narrow it down. Favorite like song episode, I think personally, was Graves in the Gardens.
Yeah,
that was a long one for sure. But for that one, I was able to really take some time and really study it. We kind of had known we wanted to do that song for a while, so I was able to kind of pick at it for a while, and like sit down literally with my Bible on our couch and work on it for hours of just preparation. And it's amazing to me. Like it's like the amount of work I'm willing to put in, I get that much out of it. And that was true for me of that. That's been true for me of every time I study scripture for a life group or whatever else. But for this episode, I had the time to do it.
Yeah.
And I hope it showed, you know, whenever we got into the episode, there was like a lot of things where I was like, you know, I'm like getting like almost like revelations of like what different things in scripture meant through the lens of this song, where I was able to see, hey, when I sing this, I could mean and talk about just how crazy awesome this aspect of God's plan and the gospel is. And so for me, that was really cool. As far as our grace notes, I would say it's hard for me to pick a single grace note. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was really interesting for me was just to like have these intentional conversations with other people.
Yeah.
You know, especially because most of them are people that you and I have known or know. And it's amazing to like get somebody that you know talking about things that they're passionate about, and just to like realize that you can learn so much more about that person than you already knew. And so like, I mean, I think of like, you know, my friends from the past, people that we have at our church now. It was just really encouraging to me to see like, hey, these people love Jesus and are very passionate about different aspects of the gospel, and like what a great body we're a part of for that.
Yeah. Yeah, our first grace note where we had folks that weren't us in the room was with Bridget and Julia. And that was so fun and kind of opened my eyes to, man, this grace note thing is going to be really fun, because we've been going to church and seeing them every Sunday for the past year and a half, 2 years. And there were things that we learned about them that we never knew. We're like, you're passionate about this? And it was really cool to be able to sit and listen, and even with some of your friends that I've never met until we Zoom called with them or had them in the room with us, it was just a joy to sit back and to honestly just listen and just hear what that person is passionate about. So I'm excited to continue that on.
Yeah, and COVID-19 has made scheduling for all of that really difficult.
Yes.
So hopefully this break will allow us to go ahead and kind of rack up several episodes with other people, because I know, like we've been saying, like that's been the most enjoyable part for me in many ways is having those conversations with people. So I'm excited to take some time and be much more open to just saying, hey, let's knock a whole bunch of these out and be able to share that with people.
This podcast would not be at 32 episodes if it were not for Zoom.
Right, that's true.
We have leveraged Zoom. Yeah, for me, I think my favorite episode is probably a tie, because I'm going to be that guy. Reckless Love was a really fun one.
Yeah.
We went into that one, and that truly was the first song where we went in knowing that it's not merely just going to be us affirming everything through scripture and us kind of going in and being like, hey, there's a little bit of a red flag here, and that song had a lot of controversy. And to me, that song, looking at how ultimately this word just falls short, just as all of our words fall short. And it was interesting to see that brought into a new light. And then the other one is All Hail King Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally biased on that one, because that is still, and it will take something like an incredible song to really knock that one off spot for me. So to be able to look at that song and just see how well written it was and how we can celebrate all elements of Christ's life and suffering and resurrection and eternal reign, that song for me is just so good. And to be able to take a deep dive, because I knew it's cool to be like, hey, I love this song, and then you spend time looking at it and go, oh yeah, this is why I love it. I just and taking the work to deep dive into it has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, by far the most popular episode for our listeners, I would say, is The Blessing, which is why we've even posted it twice. But even just the original, you know, we were worried, we're like, yeah, this was such an early episode. People have been really loving this. We want to put this out there in case people aren't going back.
Yeah.
But even just the original posting of it, I think has like 10% of all of our listens.
Right.
So that's definitely been a very popular one, and I hope with good reason. That one's one of those songs that's difficult to understand how it's a worship song. And
right.
I hope we did some good justice to that of explaining how that could be.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That was a really fun one to do. Andrew, I really enjoyed, I know we talked about how Grace Notes were awesome to bring in people to talk about what they're passionate about. I really enjoyed our Grace Note on what do we do if we can't sing? I mean, you mm-hmm. mentioned the pandemic, and there's been article after article and movement after movement of we should sing and we shouldn't sing, and right. and we shouldn't do this in church. And so it was cool to approach and say, we're not going to tell you whether we think you should or shouldn't. We're going to say, if you aren't, here are some things you can do. And that was really fun to look at, because to me, we're focusing on musical worship. And that was something where not mm-hmm. everything necessarily pertained to musical worship. And it just was a refreshing topic for us, right. for me to discuss with you of our entire lives are worship, and we're just focusing on one element with musical worship here. 10, 13, and we can list many, many more mm-hmm. ways that our lives should be just a constant position of worship.
Right. Yeah. And that one was exciting too, because there's been a lot of like fighting and stuff like that online. So it's mm-hmm. good to like contribute to that discussion outside of being a part of an argument, but more right. so just like, hey, let's get back to focusing on what we're trying to do with worship anyways. Yeah. And so that was really helpful as well.
So we're going to take a quick month and a half-ish hiatus, mm-hmm. which means that all of our faithful listeners will not have an episode in their inbox on every Tuesday
right.
and every other Thursday. We kind of ask this of the folks that join us for the Grace Note, and I'll ask it of us, I guess. In that meantime, what should folks be reading? What are some suggestions we have to read, suggestions to listen to? What are you going to be reading in this mm-hmm. time? What are we going to be listening to? What are suggestions for those folks?
So I just recently discovered audiobooks, mm-hmm. which I know you have known about for a long time. My wife has known about for a long time. Both of you guys, I think, use Hoopla. I don't yeah. know, is that outside of Greenville County, or is that just a Greenville County thing here?
No, it's they partner with
there's the libraries. Local library yeah. systems.
So I'm pretty sure Hoopla is a nationwide thing and okay. used into your library card. It's incredible.
Well, if you're in the United States, try to look and see if you can use Hoopla, because it's free. If you're not, Audible, I've used Audible before yeah. too. That's international, and that's a great source as well. And that's really helped, because I'm still driving a lot, and so audiobooks are just a great option. I'm currently listening through The Cost of Discipleship by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, which has already been really good. I'm only a couple chapters in. I'd already recommend that to people. But and then I'm also just with my physical book, I'm reading Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. So highly recommend really anything by C.S. Lewis. Yeah. Both of those guys, Dietrich Bonhoeffer and C.S. Lewis, they're like where the actual content of what they have is great, right? But the really gem in their writing to me is the way they think.
Yeah.
It like helps you to think, or helps me to think at least, in a more elevated fashion, to where the way I approach things is different. And so that's why I can kind of say anything by them will get you going in the direction you need to. You know, if you're looking for maybe an easier read, one of my favorite books that I've read since we started this podcast was The Great Divorce by yeah. C.S. Lewis. It's kind of a little bit more of a fantasy style theology book, like where if you were a lot of his stuff, you know, kind of, you know, goes between fantasy and theology, a lot of it leaning more toward theology. This one's going to be like more like a dead center,
right,
where it makes it like a very easy read, but it's also very convicting, to where as you look at it with the characters, you'll be like, wow, like I know that person. Oh wow, I see aspects of all of these people in me, and you know, problems we could face in life. And so those would be some really great books that I'd probably recommend.
And the unique thing that I love about reading about those men or the works of those men is what makes them so special, and I think why we love John Piper as much as we do in his works and podcasts and sermons. They really sold and devoted their entire life to Christ.
Right.
And that's something that is so tangible in their writings and, mm-hmm. and what they did. And I actually haven't read any of Bonhoeffer's works yet, but I've slowly been working my way through his biography. Mm-hmm. And we just see how the devotion of their lives to Christ and trace that back. I think we've kind of been like, okay, well, John Piper is like a diet version of C.S. Lewis, who's a diet version of Jonathan Edwards, who's right. a diet version of
Augustine
and then, who's a diet version of Paul. And yeah, then like it yeah. all, and when you look back, and I think what's so cool is these men to me show a modern day reflection of what I think the disciples were of just, right. we're going to drop everything and follow Christ. And so that it's been a joy for me to read the works of those men, because to me it's like, oh, this is something that is attainable. Like, mm-hmm. and not in a way that they are perfect, but it's just, I think a lot of people think that these guys are nuts, mm-hmm. and it's just, I think they get it more than anybody else, and that's right. something that I find very attractive in the reading of just, man, God is so tangible in their life. I hope that he can be that tangible in mine.
Right, yeah. Well, one other book I think I'll recommend too. I've been reading through a couple things by Dr. Hugh Ross, mm-hmm. which he's primarily a like astrophysicist that writes a lot of apologetics things. And so for me with an engineering background, he's been really encouraging since I do face a lot of those types of issues. But I actually read his book most recently called Always Be Ready, which is a totally 180 from like apologetics and science-based background yeah. stuff, where it's purely a call to evangelism. And so that has been recently something that's been really heavy on my heart, is the necessity of intentional evangelism mm-hmm. in a believer's life. And so that book was really helpful and encouraging, and kind of through that and starting to seek out more on that stuff, I came across another podcast, and this is like really a network that has a podcast, but yeah. the Gospel Coalition, really just discovered them and listened to a podcast on how to share the gospel for the whole world, and really through that started listening through a bunch of their stuff. Honestly, like, I'd highly recommend their podcast. Everything that they have going on, they have no idea that we're saying this, but like everything that they episode I've listened to through them has been really helpful. Mm-hmm. Their whole organization has been really helpful, where they are very gospel centered and very, it's like a lot of practical things where it's very pastorate based on like how to help people, how to be very like intentional in the things that you do, but they also capture a lot of things on theology and apologetics, and it's just a good blend of those to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's been fun to hop on that with you. I know you shared the episode on evangelism, and that kind of caused me to kind of scroll through their list mm-hmm. and pick an episode. And the more I listen to their stuff, the more I'm just encouraged and blessed through their work. So in your downtime between now and November 3rd, those are a couple mm-hmm. things to be listening to and reading. Obviously, don't forget to go to the root of all of those episodes and books, which is the Word. But yeah, it's been a blast with season one. If you would have told me, and I try not to care about numbers, but if you would have told me that we would have had 3,500 downloads in 5 months of a podcast that we started, I would have been like, nah, that's probably too much. Mm-hmm. And so really the only value that I find in that number is that I pray, and I know you do as well, that what we're doing is just an encouragement, and that God is just using us as a tool to guide people to him more. And so I hope to see that number grow in the future so that more and more people can be encouraged. And my passion and hope is that everything that we just mentioned about what we learned and how this has opened our eyes to who God is in a new way and worship music, I would love for that to be the case for everybody, because it mm-hmm. truly is something that as you enter in a corporate setting, whether that is in person, online, whether you enter in your car and turn on Spotify, it's shown me that worship music is so vital, and it can be a beautiful thing when we come before the Lord knowing what we're singing about.
So. Yeah, I think about it's very similar to sharing of the gospel to non-believers, where mm-hmm. part of what drives our sharing of the good news to non-believers is because we've experienced that, and like we can't help but do it. You know, it's like, it's kind of like when you're on a mountaintop and you see a great view, like it's impossible to not turn to your neighbor and comment like, isn't that a pretty view?
Right.
Right. And so like the gospel is very much the same, where it's like,
yeah,
it ought to be impossible for us to not want to turn to non-believers and say, isn't this good news?
Yeah.
And so I see it kind of the same thing now between believers, where the encouragement, the exhortation to one another is because once you've experienced worship music in this way, and like this podcast has helped us to, we can't help but turn to other believers and be like, isn't this amazing? Like, yeah, isn't this an awesome thing that we get to partake in? And so exactly, like our hope is that this would be a tool for other people to do that to their own congregations and friends, and encourage other believers with. Yeah.
So we'll see you, or we'll be talking to you again. I guess we won't see you. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
We may see you one day. We'll see. On November 3rd, looking forward to launching season 2 with a website, mm-hmm, with more great songs in the docket. And again, we have email, we have social media. Please reach out to us with your suggestions on some things that you would love to hear, and thoughts, encouragements, critiques, snide remarks, jokes.
Mm-hmm.
We're all ears for anything. So reach out to us in that way, and we look forward to doing it all again here in November.